You're tuned into The Global Voice, and this is At The Tone. I'm DJ Frederick, and this is an hour of music for crate diggers, showcasing the best in library music, easy tempo jazz, psychedelic pop, and more. So light up the lava lamp, crank up the turntable. We will begin At The Tone.
Thank you.
Alan Hawkshaw with The Road Forward from 1977 LP. And we started off this edition of At the Tone with the very first recording of the tune Calcutta, which was then known as Tivoli Melody by Werner Mueller, recorded back in 1958. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone. And if you enjoy crate digging and dusty music, you've found the right frequency.
This is Bird Note. In the environmental movement, no single figure stands taller than Rachel Carson. Her work on DDT helped spark an environmental awakening in the 1960s. Some consider Rachel Carson the finest nature writer of the 20th century. In addition to Silent Spring, books such as The Sea Around Us and Under the Sea Wind are evidence of her exquisite literary talent. Carson herself had inspiration from a 19th century writer named Richard Jefferies. His prose poems, like The Pageant of Summer, reveal a profound immersion in nature and a joyful sense of discovery. His work helped Carson develop and write about her own deep sense of connection with the natural world. Here's Jefferies on Summer. Every blade of grass, each leaf, each separate floret and petal is an inscription speaking of hope. Consider the grasses and the oaks, the swallows, the sweet blue butterfly. They are one and all a sign and token, showing before our eyes earth made into life. So that my hope becomes as broad as the horizon afar, reiterated by every leaf, sung on every bough, reflected in the gleam of every flower. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Support for Bird Note comes from the Port Aransas Tourism Bureau. Info on February's Whooping Crane Festival and hundreds of species of birds to see year-round at visitportaransas.com.
You're listening to the Global Voice.
At the Tone, 1 hour, 0 minutes, Coordinated Universal Time.
We'll be right back.
Johnny Rivers with By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Before that, Bobby Steele at the Hammond Organ with Rippling Presets. And we started that set off with Archie Gunn, Poppy Fiddles. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone on the Global Voice. Music to help you find your groove.
Exploring science in the sea. For some, getting away from it all might mean a trip to the South Pacific, some delightful tropical island far from the cares of everyday life. But really getting away from it all means going to a point in the South Pacific where there are no islands within almost 1,700 miles. It's the point on the globe that's farthest from any land, known as Point Nemo. It was first calculated in 1992 with the help of computers and GPS satellites. It's precisely 1,670 miles from three islands: Ducie Island, a member of the remote Pitcairn Islands; Motu Nui, a member of the Easter Island chain off the coast of South America, and Mar Island off the coast of Antarctica. The spot was named after Captain Nemo from Jules Verne's classic novel 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Nemo sought solitude in the ocean depths aboard his submarine, the Nautilus. Not much lives at Point Nemo. Ocean currents prevent nutrients from coming to the surface, so there's little to sustain life, and not many ships cross the region either. That's just as well, because the region is a dumping ground for dead spacecraft. To keep them from possibly hitting inhabited regions, space agencies aim them toward the area around Point Nemo. About 260 craft have been targeted there in the last 45 years. Most of a spacecraft burns up as it enters the atmosphere, but some big pieces can survive and hit the ocean. When they sink to the bottom, they may form habitats for bottom-dwelling life out in the middle of nowhere. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
This is Carol Fialka, and you are listening to The Global Voice.
And welcome back to At the Tone. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to The Global Voice. We'll be right back.
Here's a program from our archives.
In the next few minutes, we're going to pay a visit to the bottom of the world. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. We're listening to the sound of wind blowing over the ice of McMurdo Sound in Antarctica.
The Antarctic is the highest, driest, and coldest continent, and it is totally covered by ice, some 2 to 3 miles thick, and the center of it is the South Pole, which is at a height of about 10,000 feet. It kind of floats on frozen water.
Dr. Peter Wilkness is director of the Division of Polar Programs at the National Science Foundation.
The lowest temperatures on Earth have been recorded in a Soviet station called Vostok on the high plateau of the Antarctic, and they're 120 to 140 degrees below zero in Fahrenheit. If you're in temperatures of that magnitude, and if you have any wind in addition to the cold temperatures, your skin will literally turn white and freeze in less than a minute. So when it is really cold and windy, nobody will go outside because we do not have the clothing that would allow people to be outside for any extended period of time more than a few minutes.
Given the difficult conditions there, it's not hard to see why Antarctica has only recently been a home to humans.
The Antarctic is the only continent where there are no indigenous people. And the reason for that is that it is almost totally ice-covered. Only 2% are not ice-covered, and that's mostly rock and barren soil, so there is nothing whatsoever to support life.
We'll hear more about Antarctic research in future programs.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast.
We'll be right back.
The Astro Nova Orchestra with a tune called Soul Sleeper, and before that Alfonso Santisteban with a piece called Torremolinos Soul from 1975. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. I want to say thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the program thus far. If you'd like to communicate, my email address is frederick@christiannewage.com. That's Frederick, FREDERICK, at Christian New Age, all one word, christiannewage.com. I also love to correspond the old-fashioned way, by postal mail. I would love to receive letters from you to read them on the air here at the Tone. My address is DJ Frederick, 36 West Main Street. That's 36 West Main Street, Warner. That's W A-R-N-E-R, New Hampshire, abbreviated NH, with a zip code of 03278. And of course, that's in the United States of America.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey, and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, here I always will stay. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay.
Edge Whale with Softly Sebastian from the Bach A Changing LP, going back to the DeWolf Library of Music, 1969. Well, that is going to wrap it up for At the Tone. Thank you for listening, and remember, wherever you are on the planet, keep your radio free, keep your mind free, keep your spirit free.